It's not a bear of a forecast, I don't believe, but let's see if the growl comes from Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. You're right. Country, that's part of country living. And at least today is going to be a nice day, partly sunny, mid-80s, partly cloudy, mid-60s tonight. Clouds, more humid, showers, a gusty thunderstorm in the middle 80s Saturday. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, humid, chance of thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Partly sunny, less humid on Monday in the middle 80s. So I'm definitely thinking that showers could arrive tomorrow morning and thunderstorms in the afternoon. So what that will do to our second movie premiere, which starts in the yard, remains to be seen. I have a feeling that if they don't pass by before 4 o'clock, we're just going to have to X out the yard part and everything will be indoors. But if they do pass by that time, I may get a break. So I'm not worried about it because either way, it goes on.
The show must go on. Now, I want to ask you, tomorrow, there's a big food distribution. 1,400 boxes of fresh produce will be handed out to 1,400 families. First come, first serve, in between 8 and noon at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's free for anybody to show up, and they must wear masks and stay in their car. The people are going to hand this out. We'll have masks and gloves, and they'll put it in the trunk of the car, but it's 1,400 boxes of great produce, fresh produce, for 1,400 people. So how's the weather going to be roughly in between 8 and noon?
I think it'll be cloudy, it'll be humid, and I think we'll have some showers. Right. I don't think there'll be anything too substantial until after that.
All right. So now, another question with what you're saying. Because of the pandemic, there was a Broadway review that was going to open up on Broadway, but it couldn't, right? So this Saturday and Sunday, this Broadway review, the five people in this review are coming up to Four Brothers Theater in Armenia. And what they'll be doing on Saturday and Sunday is they'll be presenting their show, okay? It's just a Super U night. The five singers will be in the beds of pickup trucks performing because they have to be socially distanced apart. People will be in their cars. But then after that show is over, people get tickets to see two movies about superheroes. The Avengers is one of them. So so what's the weather look for Saturday evening and Sunday evening?
Well, it could be a problem Sunday evening, too. Saturday evening, there'll be thunderstorms around. And some of them could be gusty. We're under a slight risk of severe weather tomorrow. So that is a possibility, and there's certainly a possibility of late day and evening thunderstorms on Sunday.
Now, to go with all that, Pat, the Interlaken has started something really great. And on Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, you can either go to the Interlaken and walk through their beautiful facility, all the grounds they have. And on Thursdays, they have a lobster roll with slaw and strawberry shortcake. On Saturdays, there's baby back barbecue ribs with chips and seasonal cobbler. On Sunday, it's chicken and waffles and sausage. That happens on Sunday, 9:30 to 1:30. The Saturday event takes from 4:30 until 7. This is going to go on every weekend. So it looks like the Saturday one, people might just want to do a pickup and bring it home. And then the Sunday brunch one, Sunday morning, sounds like it'll be okay.
Should be. Yep. Yeah, definitely should be. That sounds good. I could go for some waffles and sausage right now.
Well, we have a lot of different organizations starting to come up with a lot of creative ways to have people come on out of their houses safely, wander around the grounds, have some great food, or else go to the drive-in and see that. And even Sharon Playhouse is going to do a drive-in style production. They're setting up an outdoor stage to do that beginning on July 4th. So a lot of these organizations are coming up with these creative ideas, and it has to be outdoors so you can get as many people as possible. So that's why we like good weather for it. But we take what we get, right, Pat?
Yes, and I have a quick question for you before you sign off. What do you know about Zoho Assist?
Zoho Assist. Tell me more.
You can remotely tap into a computer by using that.
I don't know because is that a free service?
Yes, it is.
See, all these free services, never. I tried some of them early on. and none of them match up to go to my PC, which you have to pay for.
Right.
But it's lock solid. You can transfer files in between computers. You can work at home. You can record at home and transfer those files to where they have to go. The old thing is with me, with if you're going to control your computer and it's important to you, me, it's, I mean, how many computers, you would need it on two computers, right?
No, I only need it on one computer. But what about the people who have to access it?
Well, they could access it as long as they had the code.
Oh, well, I only need it on one computer.
I would go to my PC then, because I think it's like, it might be like $25 a month, but it's lock solid. It's a terrific, terrific program.
Okay.
But try the other one first. See how it works.
No, it's not working right now. That's what we're using.
Okay.
They can't access it. That's what I was asking you.
Okay, go to my PC, because remember when I used go to my PC to access your computer one time?
Yes. Yeah.
That worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And it works perfectly every time. So if you want to do that, I'll go over more information with you off the air and show you how to do that. It's the way to go.
All right. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you about GoToMyPC, and we'll also wish you a good weekend and a good movie premiere, and see you Monday.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it all goes.
All right, take care, Pat.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.